release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Kezwa, 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 and ladies and gentlemen, SA's number one podcast is back.
Yes.
Saul's got a brand new fresh cut. For the ladies, for the mommies.
For the mommies.
For the honeys.
For the mamas.
I feel like I'm the new man.
Yeah, I changed barbers. I got a new barber now. Yeah, shout out to my Ash. Tembisa is from Tembisa Midrand.
And you know, we've
got like three barbershops now, opening the fourth one soon at Caprivi. I went to Birch Acres though.
Okay.
Guy's good.
Nice.
He's good.
No, we can see.
What do you mean Tembisa Midrand? It's either Tembisa or Midrand.
Well, Tembisa. Oh, you're one of those now. No, but I mean, he's in Birch Acres. Where's Birch Acres?
Between Tembisa and Midrand.
You see. So I went to the Birch Acres branch. Yeah. My Ash Birch Acres. He does hairstyles and inks. Black business. Growing. Oh, man. The guy's good. Look at him.
Mm.
I got cut by the boss. Mm.
What a legend.
No.
He's taking over legends, eh?
After he cut me, I said exactly that. I said, man, you're a legend. I was like, shit. Awkward. I was like, my Ash, you're a legend. I was like, yo, that's awkward. I don't even think he got it. He was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, man. That guy is good, bro.
I'm sure all our female chillers are wet now, eh?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried a chiller?
Have I ever tried a chiller?
Mm.
No, I haven't tried a chiller.
You haven't?
No.
Mm. Ah, have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Well, technically I have.
How?
Because your woman is a chiller.
Your woman is a chiller.
That's right. Oh, wait, did you have another one? Or is it different?
No, I was going to say, I chill at home in chow, so I'm chilling. So I'm a chiller.
Really?
But yeah, that one makes more sense.
Okay,
we like that one, because she's a chiller. But she used to hate the fucking podcast.
But she was the original for real. Yo,
when we started it. Remember, Coast Lady. She used to hate it. We couldn't talk about it in the house.
Oh, there was
Until the money started coming in. She's like, okay, it's not so bad after all.
Ooh, I love you.
Ka-ching! Money changes everything, man.
Hey,
money changes everything.
When Super TV started coming on board, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, okay, I see this.
It's like black parents, you know, they never really know what to do, especially being the art or radio or whatever.
Yeah.
So the money comes in you know, and you start buying, and they're like, what's that station? What's that one? Podcast and Chill. Okay.
We know
but when they told their friends, you know, what you do, they're like, he's got a hobby, does whatever. So I get it.
But Ghost Lady's dad still doesn't know what we're doing here.
Yeah! Because he was like, Ninzan Lapo. What can you? Ninzan Lapo.
You know, you know, he got the video. So he sent me a video, literally of us. And he was like, wow, he feels famous now. I'm like, yeah, you're famous for the week, dad. And he's like, no, I'm a superstar. I'm a superstar.
But your dad is so well spoken, eh?
Yeah, no.
He's like well spoken, like he's a gentleman.
Shit, I've never met him, eh?
No, you've not met my dad. Yeah. It's not been my dad. Man.
Love your dad.
Yeah.
Oh man.
And he thought it was just chilling. He thought it was just chilling, like smoking, chilling around the Habli or something, right? It wasn't aware that we actually.
He's actually quite impressed. After seeing the video, in fact, and hearing himself.
Only now he's like, he knows what you actually do, right? You know. So what I meant by black parents.
It reminds me of my mother, because I was like, I want to do a podcast with my mother, all right? And then she's like, no, get to 500,000 subscribers.
No.
Then you can do one with me.
Are you serious?
You're not there yet. Yeah, you're not there yet.
Wow.
When's I'm
you know.
Now we'll remind you, man. We're close. Yeah. Well, we're far, but we'll get there.
Anyway, welcome to our new subscribers. If you haven't checked out the channel, this is Podcast and Chill. We've got an episode on Monday.
Yeah.
Wednesday, we've got the Ladies Podcast, which is doing really, really, really well. Oh, why did you guys have an episode this week?
We shot two episodes. Remember, originally we wanted to have like two episodes a month. Mm. So we're kind of going back to that format. Mm. And then, but after the next week's episode, people need to choose.
Okay.
The winning lady who is going to be part of the team.
Okay. So they're only choosing one.
We're only choosing
one. So permanent fixtures are who? You, obviously. Mm-hmm. And Dineo. Mm. And then they need to choose one.
Yes. Mm.
And yo,
Matabo, it's a tough one. It's a tricky one. Eh?
Crowd control, crowd pleaser.
Yes, the original crowd pleaser. The original Stelo.
Yes.
The Sims.
Sims.
Yes. And then there's also Homozo, aka Black Velvet, DJ Black Velvet.
Oh, she's a DJ.
Yes. Mm. And also Nolu.
Nolu. Oh, yes. Nolu. I remember Nolu, yeah. Mm.
Who do you... it's unfair to ask you who
no, you
like.
Can't ask. I love all of them.
Yes, yes, exactly.
I'm mad.
What other shows we got? We got Black Friday with Coach Leo.
Yes. Coach Leo, yes.
Yeah, we got the Hangouts.
Yes.
We've got the Chillers Club.
Yes.
We got Bougie coming.
Yes, Bougie coming.
It's so crazy. Bougie called me today. He's like, hey. He calls me. He's panicking. He's like, hey, continue on the podcast. I've never gotten so much feedback of one episode.
Wow.
It's the power, Bougie.
It's the power.
He's like, he's been at Metro for so long and he never got so much feedback like the episode he did with us.
Oh, wow.
Like, people are calling him like, wow, that's dope. It's great. People are sending him emails wanting to be on the show. He's like, what the fuck have you guys been doing? Like, what are you guys doing this?
This is the new wave. This
people
is
do
where
not understand.
At. This is where it's this at. Is big. This is where it's at, man. Yeah. This is the, you know, this is it. Mm. You know what I mean?
But poor guy's scared now. Huh? He's like, there's so much pressure.
No, don't be scared, bro.
He should just continue being himself.
Like, Radio Stiller's power, it's just being badly used in SA. So the realness is in the podcast.
Yeah, I told him, just be yourself, man.
Yeah.
Like, the moment you stop being yourself, people can tell.
Yes, yes.
And then they're going to be like, which one? This is
why. Yes. The moment you say, hey, some people's radio careers are over, but you don't want to reveal names.
Yay.
You know, people can tell.
It's like, why are we censored now?
Who castrated this one? What happened to his balls? Who MacGyvered his balls?
Chop, chop, chop.
You know what I realized? Because I've been trying to get Skumba for so long, eh?
Yeah.
I realized there's so many celebrities who are scared to come on now, bro.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. There's so many.
So you mean Skumba is scared to come on?
Bro, Skumba.
What's worse? What was
let me
worst
send me a voice note.
Yeah, Skumba is scared to come on.
Dude, imagine
on,
Skumba.
Bro, flip.
Out of all people. But it's not just him. There's so many, man.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Soon people, when they see you, they're just going to run away.
Ooh.
Why?
Like, just disperse. And like, oh my God.
Why? Nyanzen, man.
And your vendor, you're circumcised, I'm circumcised. Maybe we need an uncircumcised member for Skumba to feel at home. That's the problem. Because we're both circumcised. He was Skumba feels like he's in foreign lands. We need someone with extra Skumba. Hey, we need help here. We must ask Bougie.
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
We must ask Bougie. Maybe we can co-host that show. Bougie, are you circumcised? Maybe we can co-host Skumba. You'll feel, you know, comfortable.
Let me play you the voice note.
Nah, Skumba can take it. He's got
dude, and he dishes out so much, bro.
Huh?
He dishes out so much.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. You'd think someone like that would want to come on, you know?
Exactly, because he should be able to take it.
Yeah, he should have a thick skin.
And handle it.
he is thick Skumba, after all. Nah, but I love Skumba, man. Mm. Nah, but why? I mean, he's a comedian.
Mm.
Are you calling now?
Yeah, no, I'm playing you the voice note. This is Skumba.
Hey, Jam. Good. You know, McJ has been chasing me for...
Yeah, let me start it again so you can hear, because I've heard it.
Okay.
Yeah, tell me when to start.
You start.
Yeah.
Hey, Jam. Good. You know, McGee has been chasing me for, I think, over a year now, if not a year. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready, man, for the podcast and chill. You guys are crazy about.
Come on.
I've seen, I watch it. I'm a fan. I am a subscriber. I've subscribed. Imagine.
Are you a member?
To watch you guys there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I'm ready yet. Give me a week to think, Joe. Like, I want to know if I'm ready now. But it's too much, Joe. Like, it would be a dope episode, but I don't think I'm ready yet to chill with Salt and Duke. Salt is crazy. So sorry, I'll jam. Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll let you know, Joe. Just be patient with me, Rich. Yeah, and congratulations on being the biggest podcast. You guys are doing great things. So I'll let you know. Twitter.
Nah, he's going to come on. Basically, he's not ready. The man says...
Ready for what?
For action. Nah, he says he's not ready. He loves the podcast. He's a chiller. He's subscribed. He's not ready. I feel... And he sounds very genuine.
Mm.
Ready for what? Like, you got to go to some fucking...
Therapy. Pre-therapy. You know, like when you're going to take an HIV test.
Do you know how they say it's so difficult when you ask the question, like, just tell us, like, more about yourself. You know, some people literally sweat trying to just talk about themselves.
Wow,
maybe that's
really?
The ready, like, I need to know what I'm doing, what I'm about in order to sound, you know.
But Skumba's a professional. He's done a lot of interviews,
yeah,
man.
So I'm just, I'm
guys,
kind of thinking
for him
here.
It's just an interview.
Exactly.
Like,
guys, you're just talking
and talking. You'll be asked questions. What? So it's not like...
Imagine I'm like, okay, Ghost Lady, having a braai.
Yeah.
This is basically like a braai.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And now I'm saying, no, I'm not ready. I got to prepare myself for the braai. What the fuck?
Like, you have to wait until you're hungry.
Yeah, you know, like, it's
you have to prepare your hunger.
No, I'm too full.
There's a specific hunger I need to have in order to attend your bride. Okay. Yeah, Skumba, I tried helping you. I don't know.
I did. It's crazy, man.
I love Skumba.
But I appreciate him because there's some celebs that we reach out to and they're like, no.
They literally just mice.
Yeah, they're just mice or like blue tickers. Yeah, so yeah. I appreciate guys who are like, listen, I love your shit, but I don't want to come on, you know?
Mm. Yeah, and
like Euphonic. Euphonic, I want to try to have him on. Mm-hmm. He's like, listen, dog. I'd love to come on, but I don't trust myself, so I won't come on, you know? So I'm like, fairly clean. I appreciate that.
Ah, come on, man.
I appreciate that, bro.
Yeah.
Well, he ain't trustworthy. Because,
like, Boiti, how long have you been trying Boiti?
Yeah.
Boiti, I even met at a launch. I'm like, yeah, when are you coming on? Boy, hi, I'll call you. I want to come, but, you know, time, I'll let you know. I'm like, bitch, please. You don't want to come.
Man. Boiti, come through. Yeah. Euphonic, come through. Euphonic can handle two wives. What's an interview? You know? A headache of handling one wife. Euphonic can handle two wives.
Who else
is even a lawyer? Come
on. Who else doesn't want to come on? Give me names. Give me names and I'll tell if they want to come on or not. Casper, not ever. He's never, ever going to
come. Okay, Casper will never come.
You know what happens with Casper?
Yeah.
I'll call Tilly. I'm like, yo, Tilly, can you do an interview? He'll be like, yo, we're not doing interviews.
Oh, that's been the story for a while now.
And then next week is on some podcast or some or some TV show. I'm like, ow.
How open now? Yeah. What's wrong now? Is this why? TV. Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's not coming.
He's not definitely not
coming. No, Muzi's definitely not coming.
Why?
Oh, no, she's definitely...
We tried to have her twice and she blew us off twice.
Was that before we made jokes about her?
Yeah, way before.
So the jokes are warranted.
And the second time it was a sponsored thing. Like, I was doing some stuff with Castle Light.
Yeah.
And she was one of the people... that they were working with and they wanted her to come jump on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen, so I don't think she's going to come.
Nah, she's never going to come.
Who else is it? Give me names. Give me
AKA.
AKA. I
mean, yeah.
Nah, he's not going
to
come.
Even though he tweeted that he wants to come.
Yeah, he wants to,
but I think that was just
AKA was very weird, man.
Very.
If you remember, ne, I did a manager's episode with AKA's manager, Tiamo. Nari Nakai's manager, what's her name? I'm forgetting it now. Matroshi.
No.
Well, Matroshi used to do JR, like management.
Yes.
I know Matroshi, yeah.
Fuck, I can't believe I'm forgetting your name. Yeah, that's the name, man. And then.
It has to be Matroshi.
Nota. Questa's manager.
Manager, yeah.
So after that, me and Tiamo, we started growing a relationship.
Okay.
And we actually meant to work together. So I tried since then to hit him up.
For AKA.
For AKA. And he kept saying the Bruce scared. I'm like, AKA?
Scared of?
Sakumba, same thing.
You know what I mean?
What are you scared of?
So when I saw the tweet, I was like, ow, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
Because I've been talking to Tiamo for years and, you know.
And it's easy for people to act like,
is Tiamo the one who got slapped by Black Coffee?
Yeah.
Woo. Okay.
Black Coffee will never come. Never.
Oh, no, Black Coffee.
Never. Forget that.
And I'd love to have Black Coffee, bro. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, no, Black Coffee would never come.
Never come.
But we're cool. Like, there's no beef.
No, we've never said anything bad about Black Coffee or whatever.
Besides saying anything bad, like, we're cool. Like, he just won't come. I think it's
true. Also, for the, Black Coffee's brand, he never come.
My thing is,
but
I think,
you know what? I think Black Coffee will come. I think Black Coffee, one of those guys will come maybe, like, after we get to, like, 500. Not because of the number, but because of, it would be normalized. Already, it's getting there. Normalizing celebrities to come through.
My thing is, I feel like
there's a celebrities.
I feel like some celebrities are frauds, like they're scammers. They portray a certain lifestyle in the public, right?
Mm.
And then when you come here on this platform, we don't give a fuck how many followers you have.
We don't care.
We don't care how much money you're making. We don't care how many album sales you're selling. We want to know the person.
The real you.
The real you. Yes. Who are you?
Yes.
What makes you tick? You know, what do you like? What makes you mad? Shit like that. And if you're portraying a certain image, you know, when it comes to a platform like this.
A real platform of realness.
You're going to be exposed.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're scared of.
And we're not even trying to catch you out.
Chances are some of them are already exposed. So it's like you just don't want to be asked the real questions.
Yes, because you're protecting a brand.
Because you're trying to protect, So it's like, here's a platform, talk, you know.
Because if you look, the most viewed video on this channel is Zoro Abantune.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who is like literally the most...
The realist. Yeah.
Nothing to hide. Nothing to be embarrassed of.
Yeah.
True to herself and what she stands for and who she is.
Yeah. So I think the real ones will always come to the show. And then the scammers will always blue tick us. Because they're not ready.
They're not ready to be put out. And we're not trying to catch you out.
All them shady ones.
Yeah.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
I know JR wants.
Mostly, they just need to be cancelled, some of them.
Really? I know JR wants to come on.
JR definitely wants
to come on.
He's
a chiller.
Yeah. JR. There's a lot of celebs that want to come on.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Some even reject it. Like, hey, you know, hey. Improve your celebrity status, man. Who are you?
Yo, we get a lot of those.
I saw you in one ad the other day. Is that you? Hey, man, come on. Pull up your socks, bro.
Coach Leo, have you recorded Black Friday then? We got another one.
Like, if you're watching that advert, I'm on 64 seconds. if you don't blink, you'll see me. Like, really?
Nah, relax. You in one soapy? Please. Relax yourself.
Nah, but I'm not worried. They'll come. They'll all come eventually, man.
That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, Black Coffee will eventually come. Mm. One day, everybody will come. Yeah. When it's like, you know, you need to be on. He'll never need us.
You know what the biggest currency is in this industry?
Mm-hmm.
It's relevance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There you go.
So the public, if you're not seen or heard anywhere, they're like, ah, wele.
Or if there are certain shows that you are not on.
It's like you don't exist.
You're not a celebrity.
Yeah.
Are you really a celebrity if you haven't been on that show?
Exactly. And then brands, it's like, who's relevant now?
Yep.
When they want a campaign, right?
Yeah.
They go, who's relevant now?
It's currency.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And if you want to be relevant right now, which other platform can you go to apart from this one?
And if you want to have a real interview where people get to know you and you speak your truth, which other platform is providing that in South Africa? Show me one.
And we actually don't need celebrity interviews, eh? We're at a point we don't, eh?
No, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, no, we don't.
No.
We could do two episodes.
We could snap two episodes back to back.
Like this week.
Two episodes.
Yeah. Exactly.
We are the celebrities for this week.
Fuck that. I ain't trying to be a celebrity.
Celebrities are weird.
I would never want to be a celebrity.
That celebrity life sucks, man.
So weird.
That shit is prison, bro.
It is, though, yeah? It is.
It's prison.
It is.
I like, now I have to bath, bro. You know?
Oh, so you're a celebrity? Oh.
No, I'm saying because people recognize me now.
Yeah, now you have to bath.
Now I have to bath. Before I could go to the garage in my PJs.
Exactly.
And no one could give a fuck.
Yeah.
PJ Powers. You would get to the motor, Mulani. Yeah. In his PJs. PJ Powers. He's got power, the man. Jabulani more. Jabulani.
I can actually see him do that. Eh?
No one would care. Don't give a soon fuck.
You know?
Exactly.
Now I got a bath.
Bro.
Smell good.
Yo. Bro. Get a haircut.
Haircut.
Bro. Man. Oh, man.
You are lucky, ghost lady. I wish I was a ghost guy.
I really do.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. I really do.
Fuck.
No, shame.
And I can only imagine like the real celebrities, like Bo, Somizi, and them, what they have to go through. Sure. They have to shave everything.
Dude, you can't even like what you really like on Twitter. You can't like the tweets you like. You can't.
You're
a celebrity.
No, that's true.
Remember Fat Joe that was porn? And it was some ghetto hood ass porn. Not even like premium stuff. It was like some porn shot from Alex. There's a rat in the corner of the screen wiggling its tail, wanting in on the action. And I was like, Fat Joe, fresh from America. What is this thing?
Get some class.
Man. You know what I mean? If you're not a celebrity, you can do that.
He couldn't like that shit, dog.
You know what I mean?
He couldn't.
Huh?
He couldn't vent to.
No, he liked.
He liked.
On his likes.
And then they
don't you remember?
Him. And they
was porn. And it was like weird ass porn. Like some homemade stuff. You don't remember? And he trended for having porn in his likes. And I forgot to ask him about that in the interview. You know what I mean? So it's like, you can't do that if you're a celebrity. That's why a lot of celebrities. Truth have burner accounts on Twitter.
Yeah, no.
Where they can like
all
their
of them.
Ish.
Yeah.
You know, they can like their porn. They can follow who they want to follow. They may not say anything there, but yeah, a lot of them have burner accounts.
So what's the advantage of being a celeb if you can't really be yourself? That's fucked up.
It's just the fame, man. The
it's
followers.
Just the fame, the bro. Fame. The fame and maybe...
And you just and get all the
money.
Praise.
Is not even everyone is getting money.
5% of them get bags.
The yes.
Like real bags just from being famous. The rest is just... It's just facade.
Hey, fuck it. You can keep it, man. Hey, you can keep this fame.
Hey, nah, you can keep the fame. Yeah. We ain't trying to be celebrities.
Ah, fuck it.
What is that?
I will stay ghost.
Ah, oh, fuck. Do you guys know our numbers in Africa? Someone sent me our numbers in Africa.
Mm.
Yeah.
Our numbers?
Yeah, like the podcast.
Oh, flip.
Yeah, where is this?
Okay.
Africa?
Let me find out. Let me find...
Who did they find our numbers in Africa?
No, it's a guy I'm working with. So we're working on some campaign.
Oh, so he's a numbers guy.
Yeah, he's the numbers guy and he's showing me the numbers. Okay, cool. In South Africa, obviously, number one. In Kenya, what number do you think we are?
Number five.
I'd say number three.
20.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But Kenya is a very like digitized... African land.
Yeah.
Very. So they probably have a lot of podcasts there.
Yeah.
The Ubunifu guys, their history is Kenyan, I think.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to do something with that show. I used to like that show, but it's gone stale, eh?
Yeah, where are they now? Like I've not seen
Are they still
them.
Reviewing? Because their powerful point, strength was reviewing, especially South African music. But
videos,
I think people maybe got over that.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, actually, check out their latest episode. What do they do?
Because there's these American guys. They review everything South African.
Hey.
Now, they're UK.
No, I'm saying there's these American guys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I promise you, they want to relocate here. They review our universities.
Hey.
The cow meat, where's the best cow meat?
Hey.
Chisanyamas.
Hey.
They review everything, not just music. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Even property prices.
What?
I saw a review on property. I was like,
who are these guys?
Wow.
This guy, oh man, he used to do music. Start off with music and then Ubunifu Space. Let's
Ubunifu Space. Yeah, love those guys.
Last posted 22 hours ago.
Oh.
They're still posting the docuseries. of when they were in SA.
Oh.
Wasn't that long ago?
Yeah, it was. I remember the interview.
Yeah.
You interviewed them, right?
Mm.
I remember.
They had a slow lounge with Moonchild 1 month ago. They had a slow lounge with Shikana.
Oh.
The last review they did was 2 months ago. Big Zulu, Ntaba, Imalining.
And the views?
68,000.
Of course they...
68. Mm. They used to do like 500K numbers.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's,
maybe
it's,
lockdown.
Lockdown?
Nah, lockdown. There's still internet during lockdown.
Yeah, I'm not... They're still like... Yeah, but I'm just saying maybe they couldn't...
No, like, I don't. Look, we
come
can't.
Together,
we
guess,
can't look to
and record.
Only they can know what went wrong.
Yeah.
We can only speculate.
Yeah.
But I think only they. It's like if you see your neighbor running a business, you can't really say look into what really happened. Only them.
But it's trends, bro. Like podcasts might be popping now. Next year,
that's true.
Yeah. Something else might be popping.
Yeah, true.
And I think it depends on what your strength is, because it may run its course or become stale.
Yeah.
If your selling point is not sustainable, right?
Let's go to Zimbabwe. Across all podcasts, what number do you think we are?
In Zimbabwe.
Yeah, Zimbabwe.
9.
Ghost Lady.
I'd 5.
44.
Ooh.
But in comedy, we are number 1.
Oh.
Yeah, I see.
Nice.
In Uganda, comedy, what number do you think we are?
Ooh. Aren't they...
20.
Uganda.
Uganda.
Hey. 50.
13.
Hey, not bad.
Oh.
That's not bad, man.
Tanzania, what number do you think we are?
Ah, Tanzania, Dodoma.
Yeah?
I think 10.
What's Dodoma?
Dodoma is a place in Tanzania.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Dodoma. Okay. Yeah, okay. Number 10.
We know Zanzibar.
Yeah, you guys know the Lani places. Dodoma is the Alex, the real place.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like Ojo Legba in Nigeria.
That's where you would stay.
It's your heel, bro. No hate. Okay, you said wait, Tanzania. We didn't say.
That's a 10 in Tanzania.
I'd say 20.
Number 1. Yeah.
Tanzania.
Mauritius. On all podcasts in Mauritius, what number do you think we are?
Okay, cool. Mauritius?
I'd say 30.
I hope we're number like 5 or something.
28. But in comedy, number 1.
Really? Not bad. How come you didn't tell us number 1 for other countries?
I did. So Zimbabwe, number 1 for comedy is us. And then
Kenya
overall,
didn't tell us comedy.
Kenya, there's no Kenya, yeah. There's no number
what
1 comedy.
Oh, there's no comedy. Oh.
Yeah, it's just all podcasts.
Category,
podcast.
I see. Okay, continue then.
Mauritius,
just Kenya, I think.
All podcasts, 28. And then comedy is number 1. Namibia, all podcasts.
Number 2.
Number 1.
38.
Oh.
All podcasts.
Wow.
All.
Okay.
Oh,
and then comedy, number 1.
Oh.
Yeah, bo. All podcasts, Botswana.
10.
Yo, bots, dog. 15.
35.
Ooh.
Ah, okay.
And then in comedy, we are number 3.
All right.
And then Mozambique, we are number 7 in comedy. DRC, our number 1.
DRC?
In Congo?
Yeah.
French
that is
speaking.
Crazy, especially because they're a francophone country.
Yeah.
They speak French.
Yeah.
Wow, that is amazing.
We are number 1 then.
Shout out to DRC.
So are we now Africa's number 1 podcast?
I know.
Except Mauritius, we're number 3.
Yeah. And can you please go to Tanzania?
Yeah, of course.
Hey, yo, guys, we need to go to Tanzania, man. Yes. I mean, that's the only country where we're number 1, and it's sort of an under the comedy. It's sort of an under the comedy category.
We have to
go to Tanzania.
Hey,
Zanzibar, right?
Yeah, we're going to do an Africa tour, obviously. Obviously.
Oh, dear. It's Tanzania, please.
That's going to be dope.
Zanzibar.
Are you guys going to make it on time, Mesh? Eh? You're going to make it on time.
I miss your flight. Mesh. We'll send you to Dodoma. You miss a flight, you will rebook, but you'll be in Dodoma.
when last did you guys go to Maboneng?
Last few months ago. I went to Maboneng, I went to Patapata. Yeah, a few months ago. Was it a few months ago? Yeah, a few months ago.
And how was it?
was dope. It's Maboneng.
Yeah. And you, Ghost Lady?
Do you know I've never been to Maboneng?
Wow. And your name is Kanye, and Maboneng means lights.
No, it's so bad.
I was just like you. Well, I'd been to Maboneng, but during the day, not at night.
Ooh.
So last week, after we did the show on Sunday, because you know it was a heavy week, eh?
Yeah.
And then, yes, dude. Oh,
and then my woman wasn't home, so I was home alone, right? So I was like, fuck no, man. I'm not going to stay here and just be sad and gloomy and whatever. Let me go out, you know?
Yeah.
So I called my friend Catmaster. I'm like, hey, boy.
Yeah, Catmaster's a rock star.
Yeah, the rock star. I'm like, hey, boy, he didn't talk. I don't know. He's at Shakers.
Oh, Shakers is the popping place at Maboneng.
Yeah.
Get there. Shakers.
Oh, my fucking word.
It's a party.
Took me back to Melville.
It's got 2000 that vibe.
And... 5, 2, 3, somewhere there, where we had Cool Runnings. You know that street where it was just packed.
Just
as Maboneng is a vibe.
Is it? On a Sunday.
They
evening.
Don't sleep.
Yes.
There's like 10 million spots and they're all packed.
Yes.
It's a vibe.
That's Maboneng, man, right now. It's a
so
vibe.
Now it hits 12 o'clock. You know, curfew. Mm-hmm. Everything's got a lockdown. They're like, there's another spot. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm tired, but this is content. Let's go for the sake of the podcast.
Yeah.
I'll talk about this.
Yeah.
Dude, we get into this place, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's literally a garage. You know, like those, I don't know if you'd call it like a shop when it closes. Yes. They have those silver gates that
like
close the shop.
The roller doors.
Yeah, the roller doors. Yeah, that close the warehouse.
Yeah.
So it's a door like that. You get in, and as you get in, they lock it, and no one can come out until 5.
Evan.
Yo.
Mara, when you get in there, it's a vibe.
The what?
It's a vibe.
Oh.
It's packed.
So you can't expose it. Like
the name.
Yeah,
no, I can't, obviously.
Oh. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. So it's like a secret party.
Can't ruin the kiss and tell.
But when once you go in, you can't leave until 5. Oh. They don't open those.
Well, there's no point of leaving. I mean, everything you need is in there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, dope. And you need to know your story. It's locked down. You want to come in here at 1 o'clock. Not gonna be in and
didn't
out.
Your lady ask, where are you?
He was home
come
alone.
Back home.
He was home alone.
I told her there's no service inside there.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's no network.
Which service?
He's only got one bar.
Yeah.
And it's where they sell alcohol.
You know?
Yeah.
So if you drive, literally, you'd think nothing is happening. But inside, it's lit. It's lit.
Ah, sorry.
It's lit.
Hey. No.
I must take you there. Everyone was asking me about you. They're like,
yeah, and I was like 5 minutes away, right? Yeah. And you didn't call me.
Yeah. There was no service.
He had one bar.
One bar. And he was ordering grandeur from it.
But you know what I met Pro Kid's brother, man.
Oh, Flip. Yeah, for real.
And he was
Mr.
telling
Mkize.
Me. Yeah, he was telling me that TS was meant to hand over Pro Kid's masters.
TS said they're going to hand over the masters. They said
haven't.
It.
They haven't.
Oh.
Till this day.
TS Records.
Till this day.
Yeah, they said. And
fuck,
I remember
let me get
some...
headphones so it's not awkward so you can hear as well. Let me get headphones for you. No, please give me the bag, yeah? So I can
yes,
headphones
please, bro.
Some.
Yo, no. Give me the bag.
This one.
No, Minister of Finance.
Yeah, he says they're not bags. Paying.
But Smoo. But they said, and I remember people, even with DMX, right? Okay, with DMX, well, I don't know if it's fake news, that Jay-Z and Beyonce are going to buy the masters and give them to the family.
Yeah,
but
for 10 million, yeah.
Yeah, for 10 million, mm-hmm. Yeah. But with Smoo, they said they're going to hand over the masters. And I remember people saying, it's too late, whatever. So they didn't even do that.
And
they
who else were they also going to hand over their masters?
I don't know what happened to the Zahara. Not that Zahara deserved her master's back because she signed a contract. It was just monies that she believed were owed to her. I don't know if that was concluded or it's still Spoozum Charlie to carry.
I was looking for this pin.
Oh, cool.
Tell me if you can hear, then we'll call.
Okay.
Just put it in there, yeah. Yeah, I can't wait for our new studios. We won't have to struggle like this.
Yeah, none of this. No, new studios, guys.
Can you hear there?
Hold on. I'm speaking. I can hear myself, so I can. Okay, let me.
Cool.
Wiggle it a bit.
My girl's calling me. Let me just answer this.
Yeah. Okay.
Baby.
You know, some holes are
bigger. Yeah, baby, we're recording.
So we've got to wiggle
this
thing.
Not done yet?
No, I'm not done yet.
It's in. Right hole, okay. Yeah.
Can you please? I need my card. I'm at the shop, so I just realized you have it.
Let me send you an e-wallet. Is that fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
What up, guy, babe?
I'm just buying stuff, like food stuff.
Okay, so like 2,000 is fine. Eh? Okay, no, that's fine.
Hey, man.
Chef.
Sol, have you been paid?
Hey. I'm thinking. Hey. 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 Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
For food stuff. Oh. And there's only three of them in that house.
Food stuff.
It's on Super TV's bill. What I put that? Travis, are you watching?
Knowing McG is sending 200 rand. Just trying to run for groceries for a month. Can you go to ShopRite?
Let me just send it. You all it quickly. Yeah, we're going to call this guy now.
Yeah.
Have you ever met him, bro?
Who?
DJ City Lights. Pro Kid's brother.
Wait, DJ City Lights is Pro Kid's brother?
Yeah, Hambange Vur.
For real? Isn't brother?
Brother, yeah.
No, I've never met him.
Yeah.
Wow, I've seen him at Summit, but he was there by the VIP. I was checking.
He goes to Summit?
Huh?
He goes to Summit.
A while back. Can ask him now. You might deny it, but I've seen him there.
Cool, let's call him.
Expose.
But that's fucked up if that's happening, eh?
What?
That TS is not paying the masters.
Oh, giving the masters? Yeah.
Let's hear. Yo, what up, City Lights?
Yo, City.
Have you recovered from Maboneng? Because you know us old folks, it takes 2-3 days to recover now.
That's not my usual thing, but you know, I'm much better.
All right, I got Saul here with me, man.
Hey, City Lights.
Yeah, what's up,
Saul? I'm good, City
what's
Lights.
What's up, people?
I'm all right.
I was telling them that you told me on Sunday that TS is not paying Pro's Masters or something like that, yeah? Pro Kids Masters.
Yeah, I was like telling you that, there's like this thing that my family doesn't understand, you know, but I'm in communication with TS, you know. So, you know, after that whole presentation from them, to the family, that they're going to give the master to the family. So nothing has been done like in black and white as yet, you know, but we're communicating about that. But so much has happened already, you know.
What has happened?
What do you mean?
You're saying so much has happened. What has happened?
Oh yeah, no man. Like, for instance, you know, when my family's gonna ask about an advert on TV or something like that.
Yeah.
And like how okay, which one is it? Because we're still waiting for the master that the company is supposed to send to the family, you know, in black and white order. In that form, you know.
So till this day, you guys haven't received a penny.
Well, what has happened is that now no one from my family has been involved, except for Uma Wingane, you know. So, what I wanted to resolve with TS is making sure that they understand who in the family to deal with such things with, you know. Not specifically me. I mean, like I have bigger brothers, you know. Who can do this in a much better way than what they are doing it now, you know? Yeah. So it was just a little situation that's pretty uncomfortable for my family, you know? So who else is supposed to deal with that except me, you know?
Yeah.
Because they expect me to have the answers, you know?
Because you're in the industry as well, you know?
Yeah, they expect me to have the answers. So I've been communicating with TS. But anyway, it was a good thing because my family is actually working on a new album, like a pro.
Questions
will always come up. So I think that's the main reason, because now that they understand a little bit of what's happening in the industry, you know. So they'll have these kind of questions before we do anything going further, you know, like dropping the new music and all of that stuff.
Oh, so it's music. It's music you did before you passed away.
Yes, sir.
Oh wow!
Obviously.
Yeah.
Damn.
So that's gonna be beautiful. That's gonna be dope.
Oh, that's sick, man.
Amazing.
Yeah. When is this? Is this dropping?
It should be happening this year. That's what we planned with Omen. Omen, who's
Omen MZZ
engineering. He's engineering the album and producing some of the songs there.
And as for you, are you still with Ambitious?
No, sir, I'm not. I left Ambitious in 2018.
Oh, you're doing your own thing now, ne?
Yeah, I'm doing my own thing.
Were you also getting a salary from Ambitious?
Yeah. You know the story. Hey, man. Was salary vibe for most of us.
Whoa.
And, well, I think it was just to make sure that our livelihoods are at least taken care of. But it was tough to deal with when you need to now balance it with the bookings that you're getting. You know?
Exactly.
The deals, the sync. Yeah, was a bit tricky. But one thing I can never take away from Ambitious is the opportunity they gave us. You know?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think our thing is that we were in the learning curve, you know? In the learning curve that Ambitious was going through. I mean, like, they're only 6 years old in the game or 7 years old now, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you know when you start in the game, you got to eat shit, man. Everybody eats shit.
Pay your bill, your school fees, they say, yeah.
Yeah, it was tough for most of
paying school fees.
But their school fees was expensive, hey.
Private school, Ambitious. Ambitious is private school, dog. It's Kuro. That shit is Kuro, dog. It ain't Mastolsani high there. Nah, that's private school. Thank you. Exactly.
Zidane, shout out, man. Big shout out to you, man.
Yo, shout out to you guys. Amazing work out there, man. MacG, I looked up to you for a very long time.
You know, we started in the game together, me and City Lights.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Used to come with Pro to all the gigs, and then I'd chill with City Lights while Pro was doing his thing.
Wow, man.
Yeah, I've known him for a very long time.
Wow.
Yeah. Shout out to you, City Lights.
Shout out. Thank you. Thank you, Shop Chen.
Cool, man.
Dope. Is it just me or it sounds like Pro?
No, he does, no, a little
he
bit,
does,
no.
Man. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Shout out City Lights, bro.
Dude, I lost count how many times Zola mentioned Pro Kid on that interview, eh?
Hey.
Yeah,
he
man.
Loves Pro Kid.
Yo, dude.
We all love Pro Kid, man.
Hey. Hey, it's going down 29th April, man. Yes. Make sure you save the date. We're doing a nationwide tour of Zola 7's premiere of the podcast. One for the books.
Three provinces, three cities at the same damn time.
Durban, we coming.
Joburg.
Cape Town, we coming.
Joburg.
Sandton, we coming.
We're here.
Oh, shit.
Man, I can't wait.
All right, Ghost Lady, you got some questions because we're doing a Q&A. We asked our members to send through some questions.
Jeez, okay.
So only members could send through questions.
Yeah.
Oh, members
so it's a good
only.
Time to be a member now. I want.
It's a great. It's always a great time to be a member. And it's so cheap. From how much?
10 Rand.
So it was open for all the members, right?
Yeah, because now even with the gig that we're doing on Sunday, members got discounts.
Ooh, members. Dope.
Ooh, and I forgot to tell you guys, there's a special guest for the Sunday joining us.
Oh, we shoot. And also, whoever's going to be at the event is going to be a live audience, essentially, to the podcast.
So they can actually ask questions, right?
Yeah, so it's a live audience. We're going to shoot the podcast and then have brunch and then it's a party after that. I got a surprise guest for you guys. It's someone who I think every chiller knows. He's part of the furniture. And yeah, he's lit.
I think I know who this is. Yeah, I think I know who this is.
So he's going to be joining us. But there's only 10 tickets left, eh?
Ooh.
Whoa. Yeah. How many tickets were up for sale?
100.
Ooh.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay.
Okay. Nice and intimate.
Yeah.
Oh, 100. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
At a secret location, right?
Yeah, in Sandton.
Nice.
So yeah, we asked our members to send through some questions. What you got for us, Ghost Lady? Hit us.
What you got?
So people are wondering.
Am I know these chillers, Basil? Eh?
Yay.
I'm expecting the worst.
This is like us. Maybe we need to prepare for this one.
Yeah, we need a week.
Not ready.
Chillers, we need a week. We're not ready, man.
We're not ready. We don't want your questions.
Hey, we're not ready, man.
Let's go.
Some questions came through. So a number of people actually, like, what's Saul's progress on his weight loss or shedding a bit of weight?
Okay.
And has he started? If not, can he create a challenge for us to join him? Imagine.
Ooh.
A challenge would be too much pressure on myself, and I don't want to put pressure on myself.
That's a good idea.
I've lost weight before with a food program eating plan. And the thing is, once you
lost weight As in you dropped the weight.
Yeah, bro. If you weren't getting fired, if you weren't getting fired at YFM, you would have stayed there to witness my weight loss. But you were busy doing job shedding while I was doing weight shedding. Nigga. Good. Slapped him fast. Trying to raise his head. Slapped him. Very
you are
fast.
Losing bags while you are gaining bags, eh?
Irrepair.
Literally, irrepair. I was just eating pears when I was on my weight loss. So, right now, I'm losing slowly, though, because I've adjusted my how much I drink first and foremost, and what
fuck
I eat.
Fuck out of here! So
I've
been drinking. You've been drinking.
No, you know
I've been drinking.
You know I don't drink as much. I used to drink, bro. I think I used to drink too much, man. But I've adjusted now, and also how I eat, not how many times, but how I'm eating, and. Yeah, there's some progress. I got two jeans as gifts from.
Do you want to lose weight though?
I do, bro. Mm. Dude, I do want to lose weight.
What's your target?
My target is ooh, my main target is 90 kilos. No, 98 kilos.
But why don't we do that thing that we once did, Ghost Lady?
I'd look very
good with the fitness guys.
Yes.
What are they called?
The boot camp guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then we rope in Saul. Because yeah, we did two with them, ne?
No, we did one. We did one.
Who are the boot camp guys?
Yeah, we did a boot camp sometime last year. And we're planning to do another one again this year. Before the winter, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
the thing is, it's only once. So you can't. It's not like Saul will lose the 20.
In one. Lose 20. It's more than 20 for me to get to 98 kilos. Yeah. Because I'm probably now at like 140. I weigh more than I look. Mm. I'm at probably 140 right now. I'm heavy. Just the way I carry it, you know?
Who's Dudley's
Felix? I make it look light. You know what I mean? Light work.
How did you say that?
Light work. Yeah. It's coming along fine. I've adjusted my lifestyle. That's the answer.
Okay.
And that losing weight is a mission.
Nah, it is a mission.
What? You've never had weight. What are you talking about?
You've never had weight. What are you talking about?
What's you know, like when you're not ready on this podcast, people can tell. Yeah, we can tell right now, man.
Like, what are you trying to lose?
You never
anything,
needed
you could
to
give
lose
you
weight.
Our weight. Like, take a load off.
All right, next question.
All right, it's for you, MacG. How's therapy going? Did you actually...
Oh, yeah. Therapy is amazing, man.
Okay.
I've had two sessions.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Yeah, but I like it. It's been going well. To answer the question, it's been going well. It's something that I needed that I didn't know I needed.
Is it?
Yeah.
For instance, what was like one question or something you discussed that you were like...
So what that
you?
Made me realize is that I've always known stuff, but I could never articulate it and make it make sense.
Hmm.
So now... The stuff that she says is stuff that I've always been thinking, and she kind of like validates it.
Mm.
So as, because, you know, to show that, you know, I'm not crazy.
Oh.
Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
Is it?
Because, you know, when I say these things to normal folks, they don't get it, you know? So I always thought I was crazy.
How?
Did this happen on the first session or? How long was that first session?
An hour.
Wow. Ooh. In an hour. Already unlocking these things.
Fuck, dude.
That you probably would have never unlocked in your life.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. She's dope.
So how many more sessions do you still have?
No, she said I'm done. I'm not that fucked up.
Healed now. You're fixed now. Wow.
So I can call her when I need something. But for now, we just did two and I'm she did so much. Fuck, I can't even explain it, man.
Wow.
Let me tell you how she explained money for me, right?
Yes, yes.
Because I've always, like I said, I've always thought I'm crazy because I don't worship money, right?
Mm-mm-mm.
Like money for me, it's an ends to a means.
Yes. Okay.
So like if I want to buy a Grandeur now, I want to be able to have money to go buy. But I never want to have like fucking billions and millions, right?
Mm.
So I told her, I'm like, you know, I've got a weird relationship with money because... public, you know, worships money. Like, you know, it's the be all and end all.
Mm.
And I was like, am I wrong for seeing money like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, money is value. So whatever money, whatever value can bring to your life, look at that as opposed to how much money you have.
Okay.
So for example, now, if I want to stay with my son and I can't because I'm staying in a small place, so me buying a bigger house
is the value.
Is the value because now I can stay with my son.
Beautiful.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As opposed to I'm buying a house because I want to show everybody I can afford a 10 million rand house.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Meanwhile, you live alone.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't need it. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
And she was like, she spoke to a CEO. A CEO bought a private jet because when he flies like domestically, it's so much time. But with the private jet, he has more time to spend with his family now.
Mm.
So if he's going to Cape Town, he's in and out. You know, so he's bought the jet for the value.
For the value.
That it brings to his life, not because of he needs it.
Oh. Wow.
Mm. Okay.
How many sessions did you need to get fixed?
Two.
She's good.
She's fucking good.
She's expensive.
A grand.
A grand per session.
Per session.
Wow.
$1,000. Sorry.
Oh, bullshit. And this is the podcast where you can tell you're bullshit.
You know?
And that is bullshit.
It's like, I'll send you 2,000 rand, baby, in your wallet right now.
Wow, she's good, man.
She's fucking good, man.
2 hours and she fixed you.
Yeah.
Whoa. She's good. Nah, she's good. Next question, she's good.
All right, so.
Yeah?
Do you need her numbers? Do you want to go to...
Yeah, no, I actually want to see her.
Okay, yeah. All right. So, how has your life changed since joining the podcast?
It's like, got a bath now. It's got a bath now.
Oh.
A bath?
No.
You're the one who needs a bath. He's the one who doesn't want to be a celebrity because he's going to need to bath.
She said it's okay not to bath.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Tell people that when they see you.
Hey, this grand just going in today. Yeah.
It has actually, in the outside, doesn't look like it changed my life a lot, but inside it has, because it has given me a sense of purpose and being right back to where I belong as far as using my natural gifts and crafts to make a world a better place. I mean, look, we're not changing the world with this podcast, but you are on the path of your purpose. Oh. So that's what it has done.
Ooh, wow.
You know what I mean? Because every time those who know me would bump, like, man, why aren't you doing? I mean, you're fine, you're cool, you're just existing and you're fine, but why aren't you back on radio? Why aren't you back, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So to be back on that track using your natural God-given talent, it has done that. And it has reshaped my life in that sense of purpose. So it has done a lot. And you won't see that when you bump into me in the Gautrain or wherever. You won't see that, right? But inside, when you sleep at night, you're like, okay, finally I'm back doing what I was born to do.
Nice.
Oh, wow. So, yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah, man.
Beautiful, aww, man. Yeah. Love you.
She told me you'd say that.
Okay, did she tell you what's the next question?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't waste my time, please. She gave me some superpowers.
No. Have you seen that show, bro?
Which show?
My woman was watching it the other day. They had DJ Tira. It's like a fortune teller.
Oh.
Oh, Flip, for real?
Did you go to her?
No.
Oh, I'd love to consult with that woman. No, actually,
But you know what show I'm talking about, ne?
Yeah, I know.
She did one episode with Boity.
Boity,
And I'm like,
mom,
you can see a fortune teller.
And that's weird because Boity...
Exactly.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Tira was there.
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
But Tira's another one who will never come as well.
Oh,
why?
I don't know,
and
bro.
And it's probably a chiller.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's like 2 hours or 3 hours from Anger.
Yeah.
And Anger can't
turn. You can go see a fortune teller.
But you won't see... So when... potent and powerful than a fortune teller. I mean, Tira, hey, Tira, come on, man. Tira, come through.
Yeah.
Do you want
or maybe
to go?
He only goes to things with fortune in them.
That's what Chilliam said, didn't he? He gravitates to those with fortunes at that moment. Yeah, we see you, Dira. Okay. We see you.
Yeah. Next question.
Oh, yeah.
No, didn't you say you... Okay. What were you saying about the fortune teller? So you asked us about the show. What were you going to say? Or were you just asking if we ever watched that show?
Yeah, oh, I watched it the other day, man.
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it
okay.
a dope show?
Yeah, it's dope, man. I like
it. I'll check it out.
Like it,
okay. Let me... This question there. To MacG, how was it for you guys at the moment which you believe was your breakthrough? What was the reaction and how was the feeling? And what was that moment?
Breakthrough in what?
Yeah.
I'm just saying during the, maybe the success of the podcast, if you ever felt, when was that point where you felt?
Oh, it was definitely when we got cancelled.
Okay.
Yeah, fucking hell. The deals we got after that, shit.
Oh.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, sus.
Okay.
It was like we didn't exist before, eh?
They propelled us.
Hey, fucked up.
Propulsion.
Fucked up. Let's get cancelled this week. Say something, dog. Hey, that shit works.
You don't want me to say something. Trust me. You do not want me to say something. Yo.
So much shoo-shoo.
Yo, bro. It'll be blue or two shoes. Shoo-shoo.
Yeah.
Another question for Saul, ne?
Yeah.
When making announcements, Saul, you always act surprised. Don't you really know what MacG is planning?
No, MacG.
Or is it just a hype?
Ghost Lady, you can answer that yourself. Yeah, you know very well. MacG.
We always get shocked because he doesn't want to tell us before.
He doesn't tell us shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because like, I want a genuine reaction.
Exactly.
Say that. Mm.
So there you go.
I know we once know you mentioned something. I remember there was a funny time where you said something before the show and we got excited and you're like, can you guys act this surprised?
What was it again?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. And then afterwards you started just not telling us nothing.
I think it was a studio. Something like, yes. But generally, most of the times this guy surprises us. You know? And I think speaking it's
about,
genuine.
Yeah, speaking about announcements, here we go. Here they are.
Are we done with the Q&A?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're out of time anyway. DigiTicket, 18th April, brunch, 10 tickets left. Yes?
Digi
I mentioned
tickets.
Already.
Yes, yeah. You did.
Yeah. DigiTicket, get your tickets. Only 10 left. We got a special guest. Yeah.
You get lunch, right?
You get lunch, you get meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
and
is
you get a
lunch.
A drink.
And you get a drink, yeah. And then Grandeur is back on Take a Lot.
Oh, was it off?
Yeah, Take a Lot. Because what happened was Take a Lot, they got so much traction, they couldn't.
Take a Lot.
So they now take a box.
Now they're just like this. If I like, baby, I'll just put in the tip. Now they want you to put in the tip. The vendor man needs to put in the tip only. Just the tip only, baby. Now they can't take the whole thing. Ah, Take a Lot.
Over the past few months, they've grown 6 times more.
Whoa.
So they couldn't handle the capacity.
Wow.
Now we are back. And then also we are at Roslyn Tops. You can
Roslyn
get Grandeur.
Tops,
Grandeur,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Roslyn Tops. Shout out to Roslyn Tops.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shout out
and Clayville Tops.
And Clayville.
Yes.
Nice.
Dope.
You can get Grandeur.
And the price is still the same.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, price is still the same.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
So these are black owned Tops, so that's why we're in there.
Okay, so the individual owners or franchisees can decide what they want to put
only
in
with Tops.
Over and above the stock from the main franchisor.
Only with Tops. Only in Tops.
Dope.
So like, what's the other liquor stores? What's the other ones?
Pick and Pay liquor.
Yeah, so that one you have to go to the head
to
office.
There's Liquor Boys. What's that? Liquor City?
Liquor City.
Yeah, Liquor Boys. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Shout out. Ayo, if there are more Tops black owned, we're here. You know, Grandeur is here. Fill up the shelves.
And that's it. That's all I got for today. What do you guys want to say? Anything you want to add?
Yo, shout out to Colin Fega.
Who's that?
You don't know Colin Fega?
Mm.
Colin Fega is an OnlyFans, South African OnlyFans girls. There are a lot of South Africans OnlyFans girls. The problem, well, the difference is with her, she's actually shooting porn now.
Where?
But no one knows her here. Sounds like you're OnlyFans.
Hey,
Clearly, Saul would know.
By a show of hands, who knows Colin Fega? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Blackie. Oh, she's the woman, eh?
Blackie only wants black he. That's why it's called black he. Yeah, he loves big black male.
We told you guys that we're diverse.
Oh, she's shooting real porn.
Colin Fella is shooting real porn, so she dropped the video. It was very short, but she literally, which most South African OnlyFans girls don't do, take dick.
Wow.
Dog style, missionary, reverse missionary, cowgirl, everything.
Devin Gogo.
Oh, Devin Gogo. Durban Gogo, also, she did the Durban Gogo, wow. Kimberly Mkulu, everything, man. Yeah, and now she's dropped a video, 40 minutes now.
Woo! Is that your podcast of the day?
Of porn, yeah.
That's what
so
you're going
to
watch.
The reviews, every time you go, okay, did you listen to any album? No, nothing.
Fuck.
This is, you do a porn review. Thank you, Zilla. Shoutouts! We didn't even know Marukona. How? Exactly.
No, but shout out. Like, I think, like, to have in this modern. Because remember when Mapona came out, which was the first, like, black porn movie, really? We didn't know those girls. It was not in the age of Instagram, Twitter. But for Colin Fega, who you could bump into at North Riding in Randburg and see her.
And shout out to her, man.
And it's like, whoa. And she's. And also, someone, I remember someone in the Twitter comments said to her, yo, I'm from your hood and I'm not going to judge what you're doing because I see what you're doing to your mother's house.
Who the fuck are you to judge anyway?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's her body, man.
Exactly. It's her body. She's getting the bag. There are people who literally kill people. There are people who enslave people who pay their employees 2,000, 3,000 rands a month and they're supposed to take kids to school, come to work, take taxis, going to work. And we don't judge those people.
You don't say
them and big retailers. We don't judge, those people.
If MT was on 15, City Lights couldn't even be on 15 with one hit. Give them a 2-3.
Ish.
Oh, City Lights. Yo.
Five.
Sure.
Yo.
On a good month.
Yo. Oh, City Lights.
Sure.
Let me buy.
We out here, man.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.